three-quarters of an inch.
Talking about cornbread, have you ever heard of anything around here referred to as a corn dodger?
Or a corn pone?
What would that be? What does it look like?
That might be bread that's cooked on the on top of the stove, you know, in a frying pan. Yeah, I don't know.
Would it be round like a...
Probably an oval shaped thing. I remember seeing my grandmother cook some, and I think she called it a corn pone. But I don't know.
Would a corn dodger be the same thing?
I don't know what a corn dodger is. I've heard of it, but I don't. I don't know what a corn dodger is, though.
Okay. What about hoe cakes? That mean anything to you?
Now that's cooked on top of the stove. I know. I don't know the difference in that and cornbread, though. I don't know if it's mixed the same way or not.
Would it be the same size or smaller? Or
I would imagine it would be smaller.
A hoe cake?
It would depend.
What about these things that people make with cornmeal, maybe have some onions in them, like eat them with fish?
Oh, hush puppies.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
You make those?
Yes.
Or have you ever heard of anything that people used to make in the fireplace, covered up with ashes, any kind of thing made out of cornmeal?
I don't know what it would be. Do
you ever heard of ash cake?
I don't know about ash cake, no.
Okay. What about Johnny cake? Does that ring a bell?
I've heard of Johnny cake, but I never did know what it was, really.
Not sure about it. Some people say that, in general, there are just two kinds of bread. There's the kind that you make at home, call that homemade bread.
Right.
And there's the kind you buy at the store, call that...
Store-bought. Bakery.
Right. Okay. What about these things that you make up your batter and you cook them and fry them in deep fat and have a hole right in the middle of them?
Donuts.
Yeah. You ever heard of people just taking a lump of that donut batter and cooking it like that without the hole?
Oh yeah, I'm sure, but I don't know what they'd call it when they got through with it.
Donut holes?
I guess so.
Okay.
Seems kind of blank.
Right. What about these things that people like to eat for breakfast? You make up your batter and you pour them out four or five at a time.
We always call those pancakes. Mm-hmm. My recipe book calls them griddle cakes. Mm. But they're pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them hot cakes or flapjacks?
Oh, flapjacks, not hot cakes, I don't believe.
Okay. What about if you went to the store, if you're going to get flour, you might say, well, I need to go get about 5 of flour.
5 pounds of flour?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if you were cooking bread, something that you might put in it to get it to rise?
You'd use yeast.
Yeast, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Talking about food, these things that the chickens lay, you just call them?
Eggs.
Right. What about the inside parts of an egg? You call that the...
The yolk. Now, I think I remember hearing my mother and grandmother maybe just calling it the yellow of the egg.
I see.
If that's what you mean.
Sure. What about some different ways of fixing eggs that you know about?
Oh, fry them, boil them, scramble. Make an omelet, scramble.
Okay. You can get a little apparatus that you suspend a cup over
corn. Poach, yeah. Yes, poach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. When you're, well, let's say if you cut the tops off of a bunch of turnips, you say you make yourself a mess of...
Turnip greens?
Sure, okay. When you're cooking them, do you ever boil a piece of meat along with them?
Yes.
What do you call that?